of the sound word.
我们当然有讲是有这一个程序。
Timothy.
我们来看一下提摩太。
This pattern of sound words was first given to the early church, the church in the time of the apostles.
这个所谓的规模是当时是交托给这个初期的教会。
You find that the apostles were given the wisdom to explain the word of Jesus Christ.
你可以看得出这些使徒神赐给他这些聪明智慧去解释给这些众信徒们知道。
That's why.
所以当我们谈到这个教育的时候，我们必须有个谦卑的心。
Because we are talking about receiving the word of God here.
因为我们在
listening to, you know, the words of man.
因为我们在这里也不是感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现在现今却从心里。
So Paul is talking to the church.
保罗是跟教会讲话。
That this form of doctrine has been given, was able to obey that pattern wholeheartedly.
保罗非常感谢神是这些教会有他神的道理的话必须要借着圣灵的帮助。
We also thank God because today,
非常感谢主因为有圣灵与我们今天同在。
That's why we are able to see the patterns of the sound word very clearly.
所以我们才可以看到得到他的那个规范是如何。
Now I want to look at another verse. Yeah, we turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请打开以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
We read verse 28.
二十八节。
Verse 21, sorry.
对不起，是二十一节。
I think the Chinese is quite different from the English translation.
我相信这个中文的翻译跟这个英文的翻译是不一样的。
I think the Chinese is not clear enough, so just me.
因为中文的翻译不太清楚。
I think the English is very clear.
但是英文的翻译本是比较好。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, the truth is in Jesus.
在英文版它是说这个真理是在主耶稣里面。
Meaning if a person is not in
里面的话他根本就不能够了解这个真理。
So the question we need to ask is how can a person be in Christ?
所以我们问 要问这一个问题就是一个人如何可以在主耶稣里面呢?
So according to the teachings given by Paul,
根据保罗所教导的
we turn to Galatians.
我们请看哥罗西书。对不起，加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3.
第三章。
Galatians chapter 3, we read verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
加拉太书第三章二十七节。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
二十五的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一人。
So when we are baptized, we are baptized into Christ.
所以当我们受洗的时候，我们就是归入了基督。
So together we are one in Christ Jesus.
所以我们全部在一起就是完全的与基督合一。
So only those who are within or in Christ, then they are given this wisdom yeah, to understand the perfect gospel of salvation.
唯有那些在基督里面的人，他才
is given to us.
所以你可以了解到，这也是耶稣基督赐给我们的。
So if we are not in Christ, then we cannot understand the gospel fully.
所以如果你不在耶稣基督里面的话，你就不能够了解这个福音的全部。
So based on what Ephesians says based on Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 says.
根据这个加拉太书第四章以弗所书第四章二十一节所讲的。
So the truth is in Christ.
所以这真理是在基督里面。
So if we want to know the truth, the first thing that we need to do is to get baptized.
所以如果你要真的了解真理的话，你第一点就是要去接受洗礼。
Because you know baptism is not a symbol.
因为洗礼并不是一个只是一个 形状象征。
Actually is what? Is the way by which we become and join into the body of Christ.
其实我们其实接着这样。
Verse 2 and verse 3.
第二节和第三节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 and verse 3.
哥罗西书第二章第二节。
That your hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding.
它里面藏着。
We always say if we want to know the Bible, we need to, you know, study the Bible hard. You need to, you know, make time to read the Bible more.
要很认真的去花时间去研究圣经。
No doubt it is important for us to search into the scriptures.
虽然是这样说，但我们也知道，这也是如果我们查考圣经的话，这是也是
Our relationship with God.
但是根据保罗所说哦，我们的更加重要的就是我们跟神之间的关系。
A person can be very educated, you know, he can be very conversant with the scriptures.
一个人可能虽受很多高等的教育，或者是他对圣经非常的人，他才能够真正的可以跟神有这个非常亲密的关系，来了解这个真理的奥秘。
Here I think it gives rise to a very
我们呢、对这件事情有这个非常重要的问题。
How do we know that we have a good relationship with God?
我们怎么知道我们跟神有真的一个很好的关系呢？
Way to love.
这里是因爱心互相联络。
This is the body of Christ.
这个就是基督的这个身体。
We form the body of Christ.
我们就是成立这个基督的身体。
If my relationship with God is good.
如果我跟神之间的关系是好的。
Then surely I will pursue.
大家互相联络。
So if I say I have a good relationship with God.
如果我说我跟神是有个非常好的关系
But I stay away from the church. I'm not in the body of Christ.
但你会发现到你根本就没有进入到这个基督的身体里面。
If I have departed from the body of Christ.
如果已经远离了基督的身体
Then you
你对神的事情没有这个智慧去了解。
So this is very important.
这个是非常的重要。
To know the doctrine is not just about studying the Bible.
所以你所谓我们这
With one another in the church.
所以在我们的日常生活里面，我们要追求与神的关系，还有我们同龄之间的关系。
Then we need to ask, how can we knit together in love?
但是互相联络呢？
Obviously, they are.
我都不知道。
You see, God has given me what inspiration, you know, wisdom.
神给我这个灵感，给我这个聪明智慧。
So, you know, it's like you know, my wisdom has caused me to.Become isolated from others.
So, 就是因为我有这样的聪明智慧好。
You know, if you look at the last chapter of Romans, of the book of Romans.
如果你看一下罗马书最后那一章。
Or Colossians, the last chapter of Colossians.
或者是哥罗西书，很多。
It's like you know, everyone was his friend.
几乎是每一个人都是保罗的朋友。
So you find that you know.
他是给人感觉到他是一个非常亲切的人，而且人也是很谦卑，在教会里面。
No wonder God gave him great wisdom.
所以也不奇怪，是为
什么 We all need to remain humble.
所以在教会里面，我们必须要保持谦卑。
So that we can know the word of God better.
这样我们可以对神的话语更加的了解。
The second point.
第二点。你看一下耶稣跟那些使徒们。
We find that there were, when you look at Christ, yeah, Christ's works is about his sacrifice.
当我们看到基督的话，我们就想到他的他的这些牺牲。
So if I do not equip myself with a heart of sacrifice,
我们没有预备好自己有这样的牺牲的态度。
Then how can I understand the word of mystery?
所以我怎么可以了解这个圣经里面的这些奥秘呢？
You know the basic belief is about the mystery of God.
这个基本的信仰是有关于这个神的这个奥秘。
That's why we need to learn to be more sacrificial.
所以我们必须要学习怎样更加能够有这个牺牲的精神。
The more understanding you will gain.
你会得到更多的了解。
This is how God works.
这也就是神这样这样的事情就会发生。
So
重要。
But what is even more important is.Is our relationship with God.
它是更加重要，是我们跟神之间的关系。
So now,
路第一章。
We read verse 5.
第五节。
Revelations chapter 1 verse 5. Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
第五节，并那曾是做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
Here it talks about the forgiveness of sin, how he washed away our sin.
在这里有提到赦罪的事情，就如他如何为我们洗去我们罪过。
He forgave our sin and he continues to forgive our sin.
没有我们的罪过。
This is the love of Jesus.
这就是基督的爱。
So in the community,
在这个社团里面,
we need to must have the love of Jesus.
我们必须有这个基督的爱。
Meaning we must be very forgiving towards one another.
我们必须来彼此原谅。
We open up ourselves to God.
我们因为能够原谅别人，我们就在神的面前来展示我们自己。
Because the Bible tells us,
就是行在光明之中。
If we do not love, then we are in darkness.
如果我们不会爱人的话，我们就是行在这个黑暗里面。
Sometimes I wonder how can a person in the dark know the word of God?
有时候我在想，一个行在黑暗里面的人，怎么能够去了解基督的话语呢？
How can someone who always attacks the church know the word of God?
如何一个
right type of mindset to know the word?
因为他没有一个很正确的思想去了解神的话语。
So you find that knowing the doctrine, verse 2,
第二节,
with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love.
第二节, 凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And here the second part talks about, you know, different kinds of virtues.
我们常常提到神的智慧。
Where can we see the wisdom of God? Where can we experience the wisdom of God?
我们怎么可以看得到神的智慧呢？我们也如何可以体验到这神的智慧呢？
In the church.
就是在教会里面。
Because in the church, the complete wisdom of God is shown.
这神完全的智慧就在这里展示给我们看。
From the point of saving us.
从他开始来拯救我们
till the point that we are eventually inheriting the kingdom of God.
一直到我们来承受他的国度
we see the wisdom of God.
我们可以在这个路程里面看到神的智慧
So if we are not within the body of Christ,
如果我们不在主耶稣基督的身体里面
or if we choose not to knit together in love,
如果是我们不选择去用爱心互相联络的话
then we find that we are not given this chance to understandthe gospel of God fully.
这样我们就没有机会去了解。
The word of God is not, again, I said, it's not just about studying the Bible.
所以你要知道，只是单单知道神的话，也就借着查经的话是不够的。
So life actions, yeah.
生活里面也是非常的重要。
We know that the starting point is we must be baptized into Christ.
所以从一开始的时候，我们首先就要受洗礼，进入神的这个身体里面。
So if your baptism is not correct,
如果你的洗礼不正确的话
，So how can you be in Christ?
你如何可以在基督里面呢
？You can't be in Christ.
你不可能会归入基督里面。
So I want you to look at Ephesians.
我要再看回这个以弗所书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We look at.
你很要小心的去想一下。
Let's look at verse 5 again.
我们再继续看第五节。
If my baptism, for example, is not correct, okay?
如果我的洗礼也是不正确的话。
Let's say I have never been baptized in the name of Jesus.
比如说我没。
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
我只是奉父子圣灵的名来洗礼。
Then you've Christ Jesus now.
那我现在已经归入基督了。
And then this one Lord becomes significant to me because in this body of Christ, I'm worshiping this one God.
所以这个一组就成为对我来说是非常重要，表示说我在这个团体里面，我是来敬拜这独一真神。
That's why baptism is the starting point of our journey of faith.
所以在我们信仰的旅途里，最主要的开始的时候就是要洗礼。
So if baptism is not correct, it's like meaningless.
对我来说没有意义。
Because in the first place, we are not connected to Christ.
主人说就是我们根本跟神没有关系。
The truth that we receive is inspired by God.
当我们说提到说我们所得的这个真理其实是来自于神。
You know, in our church, there are a few early workers.
在我们这个教会保罗。
You know, he came from another denomination.
其实他是来自从另外一个教派过来的。
Can't remember, Apostolic Faith Mission, something like that.
好像是
使徒信心会。
使徒信心会。
So, you know, and God inspired him.
但是神却启示他。
You know, ask him to get baptized.
叫他去受洗。
It's in that book, you can read it.
就是在那本书，你可以自己看一下。
You know, and God told him to go to the river.
神吩咐他到一个大河。
So with submission, he went to the river.
他就很顺服，就到那个大河去。
And then God said to him again.
神再告诉他。
Bow your head.
把你的头低下来。
So he bowed his head.
所以他就把他的头低下来。
And the Spirit baptized him.
将圣灵就为他洗礼。
You know, this inspiration from God.
所以你可以知道这个启示是来自于神。
But the important thing is.Every inspiration must be backed up by the scriptures.
但是你必须要了解，凡是这些启示都要有着圣经的根据。
Today we thank God.
感谢主耶稣，所以我们今天凡是这些事情，我们都可以有根据圣经来有这个证据。
That proves that you know the revelations from God to Paul Wei is correct.
所以告诉我们听，神启示给为保罗的这些事情都是很正确的。
So that's why we're
facing forward. 的时候，我们让他们的头低下来。
You can find support in the Bible.
你可以根据圣经来找到这样来再证明这样做是对的。
We said that this
非常的重要。
That's why you know, wherever we go, you know, we talk about this doctrine of baptism and the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
所以，无论我们去到哪里的教义，还有这个圣灵的教义。
You know. You know, God always works in a mysterious fashion.
我们知道神，他从他的工作是非常的奥秘。
You know, some people said baptism is only a symbol.
有些人说洗礼只是一种象征性的。
But according to the Bible, yeah, is the work of God, and whenever we perform baptism, the Spirit is there.
但是根据圣经所说，当我们施洗的时候，其实就是神的工作，圣灵也同在。
You know, when I was younger, I heard a testimony.
当我还年轻的时候，我听到这样的一个见证。
You know, I don't remember whether it's a sister or a brother.
不太清楚。他是要受洗的。
So part of the hair was not fully immersed.
他的头发没有完全浸在水里面。
But according to the Bible, so you know, after the baptism.
当他洗完礼之后。
So on the same night, I think the person was sleeping or whatever.
在同一天晚上，就好像这一个人他在睡觉的时候。
And then he heard the two demons talking.
听到有两个魔鬼在讲话。
One said to another.
他们两个互相在讲话。
He said, I was so unfortunate because I was driven out.
他说，其中一个说，非常不幸，我被赶出来了。
Because, you know,When this person was baptized, yeah. I think some others were baptized together with this person as well.
这个人当他洗礼的时候，还有其他人跟他一同洗礼。
All these people, yeah, apart from this person, were fully immersed into the water.
其他人全部是全身浸水，只有他还剩下一小部分没有浸到水。
That's why, you know, those demons live in the other people said to this demon saying that I was so unfortunate because I was driven out.
那些被赶这其他人身上赶出来的鬼就跟这一个鬼说，我们非常的不幸被赶出来了。
But this demon said, No, I'm still in the person.
但是这个魔鬼就说，没有，还在这个人的身上。
Why? Because this demon managed to stay, you know, at that part of the hair which was not immersed.
因为这个魔鬼他还存留在他那一部分的头发还没有洗到的地方，他就存留在那边。
So you know you can see how important it is to do baptism correctly.
所以你看一下，我们知道洗礼如果才可以。
This is what I heard, you know.
这就是我听说过的这样见证。
About five six years ago when I was in Kenya.
好像五六年前我在肯雅的时候。
I experienced this myself.
我自己亲身体验到这样的事情发生。
So arrive a place where you know our church was.
我就到达那个我们教会的地方。
So one of the leaders said to me.
哦，其中一个领导者跟我说
the pastor, there are many people who wants to get baptized.
传道有很多人要受洗。
So I said to him.
这样我就跟他说
Have you preached to them already?
你有没有跟他们？他说没有问题，我已经跟他们讲完了全部的福音。
Oh, they believe in the teachings of the church.
他全部都相信我们教会所传的福音。
So the next day we did baptism.
So 第二天我们就去洗礼场。
I saw about 50 of them.
差不多有五十个人。
So one by one they line up here.
So 每一个人就排着队在排队来洗礼。
You know, I didn't realize that among them three were actually demon possessed.
其实当时我不清楚也不了解到，原来其中有三位是被鬼附的。
All of them were ladies, very skinny.
他们都是瘦瘦的，而且这是女孩子。
They were possessed by mute spirit. They don't talk. Mute.
他们都被这个哑巴的魔鬼附在他们身上。
So I baptized one by one.
所以我就帮他们一个一个的洗礼。
In the name of Jesus, I baptize you for the remission of sin.
他传道就奉主耶稣圣名来帮你洗礼，把你的罪洗去。
So I came to the first one.
所、so, 以我来到第一个那一个女孩子那边
Demon possessed
她是被鬼附着
So I said Baptize you in the name of Jesus
我奉主耶稣圣名跟你洗礼
When she entered into the water
当她进入水的时候
Fully covered by the water
她已经完全被水淹过了
She started convulsing
她开始在震动抽根
But the power, the force was so strong
但是那个能力很大
The off balance
他的那个能力很大，在旁边扶住我洗礼的那一个人，他几乎整个人倒下去。
I was shocked because this was my first experience.
这是我第一次体验这样的事情，我自己很震惊。
In my heart, I said, "What is this?"
这个到底是怎么发生什么事情
？So I just ignored it. I continued baptizing.
我就不理会他，我再继续同样的事情发生。
We could sense that a force came out from the water.
你可以感觉到那个一个很大力的一股力量从里面。走出来
from the water.
从那水里面走出来
Straight away we knew this was demon